This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and this week we're doing questions and answers with Rick and Joel Renner. So let's welcome Joel to the program. Joel, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I've enjoyed all these programs we've done so far.
You know, Joel, somebody asked, what is the scenery behind us? This is the city of Moscow at night. And the reason we've got Moscow up here is because this studio is in Moscow, Russia. This is where we live. And our wonderful partners helped us build this amazing studio. And I just want to say thank you, partners. Partners, you're just amazing. And if you're not a partner yet, we invite you to become a partner with our ministry. And together, we're taking the teaching of the Bible around the world.
We really are.
What a blessing. But this week, we're doing this series, which is called Questions and Answers with Rick Renner. This is year 2025. And everything in the series is also in a study guide. And right now, everything at the Renner website that is a Renner product is 25% off. But I want to mention two books. One is called There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. This is by Michael Clark, who leads our partner care ministry. He went through a real bout with cancer and he won his battle. And he put in this book all the principles, all the things he learned to get to the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it is amazing. And we're also offering you, especially right now, Denise's book, which is called Jesus is Your Healer, which is probably the best book I have ever read on the subject of healing. Joel, I was shocked when I read your mother's book.
Well, I know you wrote the foreword, and you wouldn't do that if you didn't believe with it.
It's just amazing. And if you are wanting to know more about healing, you ought to get Denise's book. But everything at the Renner website is available, 25% off right now. And when you reach out to us, just call the number on the screen or go online, send us an email, and also let us know how to pray for you. Because we're praying people, and we really want to pray for you. But Joel, today we're going to talk about healing questions. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Question number one.
All right.
I've been obeying the Lord, and I have still been sick for years. What am I doing wrong? I have been praying and asking the Lord why and what I need to change. I'm doing everything that I can to obey the Lord.
All right. Well, that's a very big question, and I want to answer it like this. There are things we do that can sabotage our healing. Now, I have written a new book. It's not out yet. It's going to be out in January. If you want to order it, you can go to the website and you can pre-order it. But the name of the book, are you ready for this, Joel? It is Everything You Need to Know About Healing. And the front of the book says, Why Christians Get Sick? That's a very important question. Question number two, the price Jesus paid for healing next. Redemption's role in deliverance and healing next. How to get well and stay well next. The role of doctors, medicine, and common sense. Next, how to stay strong and healthy as you grow and get older. And last of all, scriptural promises of healing. And Joe, honestly, I've called it Everything You Need to Know About Healing because it's the most complete thing I've ever seen on the subject of healing.
Well, it's your first book on healing ever.
I've never written a book on healing. And this one's really, really different. And the first eight chapters of the book deal with reasons why people don't get healed. And the reason I chose to write this book is because in all of the years we've been pastoring the Moscow church, we have seen miracles and miracles and miracles and miracles, but we had a short period when some people got sick and they died. And people began to ask, well, we don't understand. If Jesus died for our healing, why are people dying and not being healed? It's a very good question. And people often begin to say, well, you know, God didn't heal me. But the truth is, if you really understand what the Bible teaches, God has done everything to get healing to you. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, by his stripes we are healed. And in this book, which is going to be released in January, I go into what that verse really means. My friends, Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of sin. He died for you being released from guilt and shame. He died for you to have peace of mind. He died for you to be physically healed. Now, I grew up in a context, a denominational setting, where we were told that verse was not about physical healing, it was about spiritual healing. And that when you get saved, you're spiritually healed. But Joel, that's not true. Nobody gets spiritually healed when they're saved. You're dead when you get saved. You don't heal a dead man. A dead man is resurrected. Mm-hmm. That's what happens to us when we get saved. Nobody is spiritually healed when they get saved. They're raised from the dead. And in fact, when you really understand the words which are used in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, and if you go over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Peter also comments on this. These scriptures are describing physical healing. Physical healing. Jesus really died so that we could be physically and mentally made well, including mental health. Physical and mental health. But we can self-sabotage, and it keeps us from receiving our healing or losing our healing. And I'll give you some examples. If you eat wrong, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have high blood pressure. You're probably going to deal with diabetes. And even if Jesus releases his power and you receive a manifestation of the healing that belongs to you, if you keep eating wrong and if you keep doing wrong, that sickness is going to come back on you. So you have self-sabotaged. In some way, you have opened a door and you've given the devil an entry point to access your health. Another thing I learned, and I was quite surprised by it, is that when you have a lot of fret and anxiety in your life and a lot of worry and a lot of stress, it is an entry point for the devil to access you. And Joel, when I began to do my research about this, I was stunned at the medically proven facts connected to anxiety, stress, worry, what it does to the physical body. It throws the whole body out of whack. And even though Jesus died for you to be well in your body and in your mind, if you're living in a state of anxiety and fret and worry, those things will throw your body into a mess and you self-sabotage the healing that belongs to you. Is that amazing?
Amazing.
Another one is unforgiveness. You know, unforgiveness has physical results in your body. And do you know that when you forgive, it also has physical results? People that live in a state of forgiveness have a better state of health. And you can self-sabotage by holding on to grudges, by holding on to bad memories, by holding on to unforgiveness. It self-sabotages your healing. All of these things are factors, and that's just a few. There are many, 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 which I write about. And so when we come to the issue of why I'm not being healed, I've been believing, sometimes it's good to go back to the drawing board and say, all right, let's look at all these points. I'm believing for healing, but am I doing anything that's giving the devil an entry point into my life to keep me messed up? How am I doing in my relationships? Do I have grudges? Do I have unforgiveness? How am I doing when it comes to stress and anxiety and worry? How am I doing with all of these things? Am I physically moving? Am I eating right? I'm so immobile in my body. Well, let me ask you, do you move your body? You got to move your body if you want to be mobile. And many times, people are just asking God to do everything, but they're not participating. They're eating wrong. They're not taking vitamins. They're not using common sense. But they're expecting God to just somehow magically make it all good anyhow. My friends, you got to take care of your body, and you got to cooperate if you want to receive your healing manifestation and keep it, and keep it. Now, let me give you an example. Your car. When you buy a brand new car, it sparkles, it shines, you're so proud of your car, smells good. But as time goes by, you got to change the oil, you got to make sure it has water. You got to make sure that the tires are replaced if they become bald. You got to do things to update your car and to keep your car in good working condition. If all you do is say, I'm not doing anything for my car, I'm just going to believe. I'm just believing God that that oil is going to perpetually be good forever. That is foolish. If you say, oh, I know my tires are bald, but I'm just going to believe that my tires are going to be good forever, perpetually, that's foolish. That's just foolishness. You got to maintain your car if you want it to be in good working condition. Does that mean you have a lack of faith because you're taking care of your car? No, it just means you're using common sense. In the same way, we need to use our faith for God's supernatural part to be done, but we got to use our brain to do the natural part at the same time. I'll give you another example. When we built our big church building in Moscow, it sparkled, didn't it, Joel? Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was and probably is the finest church facility for a Protestant church in the whole of Russia. It is just amazing. Wow, we walked in, we dedicated it, it was so exciting. But you know, as time goes by, you gotta work on it. And if you wanna keep your building in pristine condition, it takes money, it takes finances, it takes upkeep. Same thing is true of your house. If you don't take care of your house will begin to fall apart. It's not enough just to say, well, I'm just going to believe. I'm just going to believe that roof's going to be good forever. I'm just going to believe that I never have to mow my yard. I'm just going to believe that I never have to take care of my house. My friends, that's foolishness. Your body is your house. You live in your house. This is the facility where you live. And just like you've got to invest in a natural building or facility to keep it in pristine condition, you've got to do more than just pray and believe that your body's going to stay in shape. Now, I'm not speaking with any condemnation. Years ago, I was extremely overweight. I lost 100 pounds. You know what else? I was immobile. You know why I was immobile? Because I was so big, I couldn't move, and I just sat around all the time. I had to make a decision. You know what? Jesus died for me to be healthy. And I'm self-sabotaging because of my size and because I don't physically move. So I created a new life to eat different. I had people close to me hold me to accountability to go to the gym, and I still go to the gym regularly every single week, not because I like to, but because I want my instrument to stay in good working shape. And if I do my part while I'm believing God for everything that belongs to me by redemption, if I'm believing for both of those things, believing God and doing my part at the same time, then I'm working with God for my healing rather than believing and fighting Him at the same time. So I hope this is helpful.
Absolutely. And I have to say, seeing your restoration project, seeing you restore the way you're supposed to be, it's just been beautiful.
Well, thank you, Joel.
You know, in the same way, my brother Paul, he bought a car that is as old as he is.
It is actually as old as he is.
And it was his dream to do that, and he has restored that car, and it's been beautiful to watch that process, to watch him enjoy that process. And he has done so much to do that, just like you have taken so much time and care to restore your life.
Well, thank you, Joel.
Absolutely. Okay.
I want people to be well. And we need to believe, by the way, there are many things you can do to get well. You need to take care of yourself. You need to eat right. You need to have good working relationships. Get rid of bitterness, unforgiveness, not live in a state of fret. But there's some other things. You need to believe the Word of God. You need to know what the Word of God says. Some people are sick because they're ignorant about what has been promised. You can have money in the bank and live like a pauper because you don't know what's in the bank. You could be living a better life all along. Likewise, healing belongs to you. Do you really know that it's yours? You can access it. It's in your account. You can ask people to pray for you. The laying on of hands can activate healing. You can call the elders of the church to come anoint you with oil. There's all kinds of ways for you to appropriate healing. Use your own faith. Go to the book of James and learn how to stand in faith until you receive the manifestation of the promise. God has done so much and given so much instruction because He wants you to be physically and mentally well. Okay.
How do I pray for someone who is sick?
Well, you pray with faith. Pray with faith. You know, the Bible promises us in Mark chapter 16, believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Joel, I take that promise like money in the bank. And I tell people all the time, let me just get my hands on you. I'll just put my hands on you. My hands are conduits. Power flows through my hands. Get your hands out of your pockets, get your hands on people, and just pray in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to you in Jesus' name. And if you'll do this more often, you'll see more people receiving a healing manifestation. But get your hands out of your pockets and start praying for people. And do it on the promise. In Mark 16, believers, that's me, I'm going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to get better. By the way, it doesn't say they're going to immediately get well. It says they will recover. Sometimes it's a recovering process, and that's what I tell people. I always say, when I take my hands off of you, from that moment forward, you're going to start getting better. You're going to begin to recover. And I have testimony after testimony of people that have recovered after I've prayed for them in Jesus' name, and you can do it too. Next question.
How can I help a family member or friend who is going through a health challenge?
Well, they need help. You know, sickness is a thief. It really is. Jesus says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Think about sickness. It takes your time. It takes your health. It takes your emotions. It takes your finances. It really is a distraction. Sometimes I deal with sickness. And do you know usually when I deal with sickness? When I've done something out of balance. When I've done a ridiculous schedule that nobody should do and it's crazy to do, but I'm trying to do as much as I can in a very short period of time, very often it results in me getting a sore throat. And I always know I opened the door for this because I didn't treat my body right. Well, when you want to help somebody that is sick, you need to ask them, what do you need to change in your life? If you're believing for healing, if you've already had people pray for you, you've been standing in faith and you're not well yet, I love you so much that I need to ask you, is there any area where you've opened a door for the devil? Because if you have, you're the only one with the authority to close it. And it may require you to repent and to make a change in some area of your life. So pray for them, encourage them, because they're probably discouraged. Sickness is a thief. But you need to also love them enough to ask them the hard questions.
Why do some people die before their healing manifests?
Well, that is a very good question. You know, one of Denise's assistants, that she loved like a daughter, had a bout of cancer, and she died. She died. And everyone wanted to know, why did she die? She was standing in faith. Everybody else was believing. Why did she die? Well, you know what, Joel? I do not know the answer to that question. But you know who does know the answer? She does. She's now in the presence of the Lord. She knows why she wasn't healed. But it is for sure it wasn't because of God. Because Jesus paid the price on the cross for every person to be healed. But those who die with sickness, immediately when they're in the presence of the Lord, they know it all. They get their answer. We may still be wondering here, but they get the answer. But the good news is, in the presence of the Lord, there's no sickness. The moment they step out of their body, they leave the cancer behind. They leave all the infirmity behind. None of that goes with them. Praise the name of Jesus. And when they end up in the presence of the Lord, they are completely healed, which means even if you temporarily lose here, you eternally win there. We all win when we are in Christ. Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, by His stripes we are healed.
We are.
And He paid a great price for our healing. And I want to encourage you with that today. And these questions have just been wonderful.
Well, you know, healing is an issue that every person deals with at some time for themselves or for someone that they love. And I just want to remind you that if you need healing for your body, we would love to pray with you. You can pray by yourself. Amen. But if you want somebody to pray with you scripturally and to release their faith and to release the anointing of God for His healing power to come into you, call the number on the screen or send us an email. And my friends, when you reach out to us, you are going to be ferociously healed for. And Joel, we have testimony after testimony of people that have really been healed. In fact, I just got a testimony of someone whose eye was so sick and so diminished, the doctor told them they were going to go blind. They called us for prayer. After they called us for prayer, they went back to the doctor. And the doctor said, I don't know what in the world has happened to you, but there is nothing wrong with your eyes. Your eyes are completely normal. That is what God wants to do. He wants us to be healthy. By the way, that's what the Bible tells us in 3 John verse 2. I wish above all things that you may be in health. That is the will of God for your life. So if you need somebody to pray with you, you reach out for us and we'll pray for you. But Joel and I will be back in just a moment and we are going to pray for you. Hey, this is Rick Renner, and somebody has asked a really important question. Here it is. What if I'm praying very sincerely, but my prayers are not answered? What's wrong? Well, it may be that you're praying sincerely, but you're praying incorrectly. The Bible tells us very clearly in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, that if we pray anything according to His will, that means according to His word or according to Scripture, He hears us. God doesn't hear us because of our much asking. He doesn't even hear us because of our sincerity. God is listening for His word. And God wants to know if you're praying scripturally, if you're praying in agreement with what He has written in the Bible. And many people pray sincerely, but they pray incorrectly. And it's very important, if you want your prayers to be answered, that you pray according to His will. And 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 says, if we pray anything according to His will, He hears us and we will have the petitions which we have requested of Him.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love. In Questions and Answers with Rick Renner 2025, Rick tackles some of the most pressing spiritual questions believers are asking today. This five-part series will equip you with biblical insight and wisdom as you learn who is restraining the Antichrist, how to know if God is guiding your steps, what may be hindering your healing. This teaching is available in digital or physical formats starting at just $11. We are also offering you Denise Renner's book, Jesus is Your Healer, for $20, and Mike Clark's book, There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel, for $20. Additionally, you can order the Fire and Foundation Bundle. Stock your library and go deeper into the Word of God. All Renner products are 25% off during our holiday cyber sale. Don't miss this special offer. The bundle of the series, Questions and Answers with Rick Renner 2025. Denise Renner's book, Jesus is Your Healer. Mike Clark's book, There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel. And the Fire and Foundation Bundle. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order Renner products at a special holiday discount. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and I'm standing inside the partner care department of our ministry, and this is where the action takes place. Thousands of phone calls every day and every month come into this place from people reaching out to us, and this is my precious mother who is in heaven, and she established this part of the ministry. But these are the principles we are dedicated to feed the entire flock God has brought to this ministry, to strengthen those who are diseased in any area of their lives, to bring healing to those in need of any type of healing, to bind up those who are broken in any area of their lives, to bring back those that have been driven away, to reach the lost,
and to take the gospel and the trusted teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth, to shepherd the flock that God has caused to hear the voice of this ministry, and to help them grow in their relationship with Christ and become powerful Bible-based believers equipped for these last days, and to thank and minister to partners whose sacrificial gifts have enabled this ministry to fulfill its call around the world. And we are very committed to these principles. And if you're a partner, you know we're very serious about that. But hey, right now we're trying to pay off this facility. So would you please become a part of the Ministry Expansion Giving Team so we can pay off this facility and then keep taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And my friends, together we can do this. And I want to say thank you so much.
Well, Joel and I have really had a good time being with you today, haven't we, Joel?
Absolutely. This is so encouraging. Hearing all these answers about healing, the rapture, faith, it's been wonderful.
I can hardly wait to get back tomorrow. But we want you to order the whole series, which is called Questions and Answers with Rick Renner 2025, comes with a study guide. And we want to remind you that right now at our website, renner.org, all Renner products are 25% off. That is amazing. We want you to be able to load up with gifts for the holiday season. So we're making this great discount available to you. And as I told you, if you need prayer, call us because we're waiting to hear from you or send us an email. And Joel and I are going to pray for you right now. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. That is the truth. And I curse affliction in Jesus' name. I rebuke that sickness that has tried to attach itself to you. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to open the eyes and minds of my dear friend that they might see if they've done anything to self-sabotage in a way that would keep them from experiencing the health and wholeness you want them to have. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been good.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back tomorrow. But until then, remember Ecclesiastes 8:4 says where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.